From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. The Guardian has an interactive map of the United States showing where air pollution is worse. Locally, the area just east of the Hudson River throughout the Hudson Valley has the worst air quality. The Catskill and Albany areas also have worse air quality, and from Copec south along the border with Connecticut is another zone with lower air quality, according to the map based on information from the Center for Air, Climate, and Energy Solutions. The city of Hudson, for instance, has 6.6 micrograms of fine particulate matter per cubic meter on average from 2011 to 2015, according to the map. The World Health Organization considers 5 micrograms its safe level. See the map where you can plug in your zip code and find results on the Guardian website. Cornell Cooperative Extension is looking for volunteers to help with the Department of Environmental Conservation's annual eel count in streams and rivers from New York City to Albany County from late March through May. American eels are migratory fish that are hatched in the Atlantic Ocean and enter rivers as tiny glass eels each spring. The species is in decline over much of its range, and baseline studies are needed for conservation. Locally, the count takes place at Hanacroy Creek site in Baltimore. Anyone interested in helping should email or call Lindsay Strelew-Howey of CCE Columbia and Greene Counties at las549@cornell.edu and 518-622-9820 extension 112. To help at any other location, email or call Sarah Mount of NYSDEC at sarah.mount@dec.ny.gov or 845-889-4745, extension 106. Chad Arnold reports in the Daily Gazette that 2 years after recreational cannabis use became legal in New York and several months after retail stores were predicted to open throughout the state, only 3 have. There are 2 in New York City and 1 in Binghamton. The owners of the Upstate Canna Company dispensary in Connecticut say they will open their store March 31st. Meanwhile, a pending lawsuit has a judge temporarily blocking the opening of any cannabis stores in 5 regions of the state, including the Hudson Valley. Read the full story in the Daily Gazette. The Times Union reports that on March 9th, state officials requested to relocate a, and I quote, rare and significant, end quote, Columbia County building from New York's Turnpike area 30 feet to protect it from traffic and road hazards. Hillsdale's Columbia Turnpike East Toll House on the north side of Route 23 used to charge passersby on a turnpike between western Massachusetts and the Hudson River that was active between 1799 and 1906. The building was added to the National Register of Historic Places in 2016. The New York State Board of Historic Preservation has signed off on the move. And you can read the full story at the Times Union website. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a nice weekend.